In the parasha we have kolos and brachas. So one of the whole list of auras over there. One is aura makla avimai v'amakal amame. What is this makla avimai? Ben Yain and Shari Tshuva explains that the Maklovim is not dafka b'zayin. Post Shalom is dafka b'zayin. The Binyanism says any bittel of Meira, is also called b'zayin. Meila, that's nichlal in Ora, the fall of Ora. Someone who's Maklovim is, he's not mevazed them. That's the fact, he doesn't show proper Meira. It's also nichlal in Ora Maklish. Mezalza b'chfaydom umeit v'mayram. Even a bit of kavod is also nichlal and aramak. It's not a separate thing of being mevazeh. Any not being mekayim, keep it aveim and meir aveim. That itself is nichlal. And the sefer Charedim writes that as well. He means the minyana. Says not that doesn't mean mekalal. The mezalzel the ain mechabra is karoi. He writes it's ori. Yeah, semela says kolish yechra. Everyone should be frightened about this. And also it says, or is benido, it's chas v'shalom, you're not mechabed your parents enough, you could be b'chal or b'chal nido chas v'shalom. The Rambam is mashal not like that. The din of or makla of v'imoy is a separate thing. It's talking about zulz. The Rambam writes, in Ilz Mamrim, for b'yar n'sha'ash ha'horges b'noy, ein echav me'echav shal nera agnasa goy l'adam. Father, Lailay, who kills his son, so the moment is din of a goyel adam. So the other brothers can't be a goyel adam for their brother to kill the father. You see in the Rambam that the Ora Makla is specific Lagabe Bezoyan, not just Oror on not keeping the mitzvahs of Kibud and Meira. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, a Talmud writes, Lech Zemokim Acher. And the child is, to what extent you could listen to your parents? Right? Let's say Bacher wants to go to learn Eretz Yisrael. Parents are nervous, the Iranians, the place, you know. Iranians from the outside, Iranians from he's worried, they're sending missiles, whatever, this and that, Gaza. They're nervous. So, Shtetan Shachnar, Talmud Shorach, Alech, Zalmakim Achash, Ubateach, Shir, Simon Brach, Batamudai. He feels that he comes to her, Ismaisha, he'll be Matzlik in his learning. Yeah, his mother's nervous. Yeah? The guy make trouble. So too, if a parent is meicha a child from marrying the girl he wants, you're not mechuyit to listen. We'll see how it's going to get to the or makla to the bezayin part. Well, it'll take a little time till we get to that. So the mark of this halacha is marik. Now, if you look at the marik inside, again, this halacha that if a parent is against a certain shidduch that a child wants, he's not mechuyit to listen. So the marik has three reasons, three tzirufim, three svaras. One is that then the kibud av v'aim is mishel av, not mishel bein. Okay, you're not mechuyit to lay out money to kibud av v'aim. Father wants a steak. He to make it for him. He's got to pay for the steak. And I'm going to buy the steak for him. So Meila Zot Marik, over here, Tsari the Gufa, he has to marry a woman that doesn't really want to marry. That Tsari the Gufa, that L'chayra is Loigara Mishal Ben. He doesn't lay out money. He doesn't have to be Mitzar and live with a woman. He doesn't marry a woman that doesn't want to marry. That's like, if he doesn't lay out money, Kolshkein, he doesn't have to, he could choose which woman he wants to marry. Second of all, says Marik, that, L'chayra, it's like the halacha is the father tells the son to be oyver divrei Torah. It says ishi mevav tiro es apshay site nismayru kolchem hayam mechaydi. Father tells a child to be oyver in a very non-mechaydi. Listen to your father. So Meilo he says. Harei Gemara says Gemara being in the second pair of kedushin aslan kasha isha acha yirano. Why you have to see her before you get married? Yeah. And in the chassidim they see each other at least once. Yeah. So may why?
They, what? They can't argue that the parents choose.
Okay, but acha yirano. Okay, maybe they let them have some input. Anyway, the point is acha yirano. Why? Maybe. You're going to marry her, you're not going to like her. And the Torah says, you'll be over, So Mela says the Marik, so Kilo, the father tells the parent, the parent tells the child, you can't marry this girl, he has to marry someone else, you might not like her. So Mela's like the father being over on Itangun Abe, Rafarech Maicha. The third svar is, oh, another svara, which is a very, very important svara, and that is that he says that the whole shaila of mishal mishnei ben that's talking about. He says, "Gabe parnasas av." There's some chiyuv to support the father, but mostly shaych begabe kihacha pshita den koyach la'alum chayse ben. In other words, this is a very important shaila. Harei, what are examples of kibbutz in the Gemara? And what are examples of Meir in the Gemara? Ezu kibbutz in the Gemara, machilo and malbishai, yeah? Yeah? You take him in and out. Those are Gemara's physical needs of the parent. That's nichlal and kavod. What's Meir? Not to sit in his place, not to be says in the Devarav, yeah? Stand up for him. Those are in Yanim of Yira, right? So now, so let's say a parent tells you a big question, right? What if a parent tells you to do something that he doesn't get a physical enough? It's not a parent wanting to do something. Yeah? The mother's cold, she wants her son to wear a coat. Yeah? That usually happens, right? The mother's cold, so the son has to wear a coat, right? So is it mechuyif to listen or not? It's not physical benefit for the parents. Is that nichlal covered or not? So Marik over here is saying that it's not machiloi malbisha, yimti, you give him the dream. Yeah, you help him, you know, you take him to the doctor, wherever it is. That's all nichlal. But something that the parent doesn't get any physical enough from, that's not nichlal. That's what my Rebbe is saying. Okay? Now, Mela, so truth of the matter is, this Marik is not so poshut. Not a movie stat. The famous Shita of the Sefer HaMakna. The Sefer HaMakna writes that, but that if a father tells a child to do something, which is not negate him physically, something he wants a child to do something, he doesn't want a child to go to a certain place, whatever it is, yeah, right. So says Marik, says the Makna, that even though it's not nichlal in kavod, right, it's not physical kavod, but he says it's nichlal in yira. It's not kabes avich vesimecha, but it is yira. Right? Ishmael Tiro. Why? Because the father tells you to do something and you don't do it, that's a lack of yira. That's not showing yira. If the father tells you to do something and you say, no, I'm not going to do it, that's a problem of yira. That's the chiddush of the matna. The nechlam in kavod is not, but al tira you do have it. Okay? And he brings an interesting raya. He brings a raya from here. Right? Shem im aviv moicha beben shal yisa eza isha. You're not going to listen to him. Right? Even though, Were the papers? What they were doing? They're all finished. What's the moment? Huh? No. It was a stack. It was finished. Okay. I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
So says Marik that it's Mash Medafka over here. Aisha, the married Aisha, they were there, even though the parents not getting enough. Aisha is a problem. But by something else. Yeah? That's okay. Then I'm a quick listen. Yeah? I'm sorry, then you are a quick listen. You're not a quick, the choice of a wife. Even though there's no physical enough for the parent, you're not a quick. Yeah? Because the Ramah that says, you're not mechuyif to listen to the father about who to marry, one of the svaras of the Marik is the svar that the parents not getting this gone up. What's Makna saying? Over here it says, Daf Ma'ish, you're not mechuyif. But if it's something else which is not a choice of a wife, even though there's no physical not to the baron, you mechuyif to listen. But it's a pella, because one of the svaras of Marik is gufa, because it's not a physical not. But anyway, so he just quotes the Ramah, he doesn't quote Marik. Now, so he brings another interesting raya. Okay? It says, the Gemara says that Ish imay bav tiro, yeah? Tiro, right? So, tiro is both a woman, a girl, and a boy are both mechuyif in the midst of year. Says the Gemara though, but if she gets, once she gets married, then Rishus ba'ilo aleha. Once she gets married, she's under her husband. Ameila, she's not mechuyif. Now, says the Ma'aseh Ramachna, the pasuk that we're talking about, the Gemara is about Bayira. Now, just because you're married, that's why you have to send your father to see. That's why, because you have to be serious in the Devarav, because you're married. Why? Right? Okay, so you really could say that it's an afdemina. Let's say the Shver is having an argument with his son-in-law, yeah? And the son-in-law wants his wife to take his side. Yeah, so then she's being soiser because of the shus ba'aleh. She has to be soiser dvara of the father. So it could be negaya by the yira, the shayach yira, that because you're married, you have to be oyev anis of yira. In a case where shayach, you know, you're not allowed to argue with your father, but let's say your husband needs your help. So then it could be negaya. Marik says since just because you're married, it shouldn't make enough to mean it. Elamai, says the Marik, when a parent tells a child to do something, even though the parent has no physical enough, but still the chiv al zira, not listening on anything is a problem of yira. So Mel, that's what's the gay. If she's married, a parent tells her to do something, and meanwhile there's a conflict between what the parent wants and what the husband wants, then she has to go with the husband. Start upon him. That's a chiddush of Marik. That what? That even though when there's no physical benefit for the parent, it's not nichlal in kavod, but it's nichlal in yir. Ishi mertiro. Oh, Amaisa, many years ago, I heard a shir from Rishon Reisman, the famous Navi shir. Yeah, the video, he gives like a thousand people in Navi shir. Anyway, he's a rabbi in Flatbush, good in Flatbush, I think. Anyway, he's also a shir with Tavidas. Anyway, so he always gave a Mitzvah Shabbos for a long time, he gave him a Navi shir. I once listened to one of his shurim, and he spoke about this shayla. I'm mechuyif to listen to the parent when the parent does not get physical enough. Example is, as the mother tells the child, it's cold outside and she wants to wear a coat. So he said that, I mean, there's no chiyuv kibud, right? Elamai, the Sefer Matna says, there's a chiyuv yira. Yeah? If there's a chiyuv of yira, yeah? So Mela, if the mother tells the child, put on your coat, the kid puts on the coat, walks outside, and takes it off. Shalai b'fana, there's no chiyuv yira. So that's what he said in front of a few thousand people. He got a lot of flack for it because some of them were underage children there also. And he got it over the head for this psak. But, cuts from that, that it wasn't really so politically correct to say that thing. You know, but I think he's wrong anyway. What?
I think you said
what?
Purpose of listening to your parents, if you're just going to like, do a problem and not doing
anything. See, he's being very technical. The whole reason is al zira. So then it's only befana. Well, see now, it's not so pasha talk. Even
what
is that
even
about
if, anything else your parents say?
What?
Is that about as soon as you know that?
Okay, so either way, I'm going to slug him up, so it's not a gay, okay? Like this. So, the Chayza is Mamash, he forgot a Prager, the Sivu Prager, the Chayza is very true to Prager, not arguing. Okay? As I'll explain in a minute. Yeah, as we see now. There's a big Shaila, Lagabe Kibud Lachamisa. Okay? Are you mechuyif to listen to the parent after the parent Achamei of Esr.
Does it make it always b'fanam?
What?
When they
pass away. It's always shleib b'fanam.
It is shleib b'fanam, but it's also...
No, it's fkeret, it's always shleib b'fanam. Let's get it. So Fkeret has a stira. Okay? Fkeret has a stira. On one hand it says, the Gemara says, that the Gemara says, mechabdi b'chayav, mechabdai b'maisai. Gemara gives examples. That case you need protection, you need someone to do something for you. So you say, you know, do it for me for the sake of my father. Don't take it for yourself. Do it for the sake of your father. Gives cover to the father. Yeah? Do it for the sake of your father. That's one. So there we see it's mashmas. And midachisa we find that the Gemara says, the gabe, the chiyuv, kavod of Ashes Aviv. Yeah, the chiyuv kavod of kavod es avicha v'esimecha, even a spouse, the chiyuv kavod a spouse, a step parent. Yeah, but there the Gemara in Ksuba says that lachamisa is no chiyuv to honor a step parent. That's why the Ramban is done. That what about gabe achicha gadol? Yeah, it's a chiyuv to honor your older brother, right? Child the oldest or older. Okay, it depends if you're the oldest or you're the older, whether you know, we saw you taking that one. I'm sure you hold the staff for the oldest, of course. So Mela, yeah. So that's a shayla. Says Ramban, Mela, what about Lacha Misa? So he said that if the chiyuv kavod for the older brother is because the parent wants their older children, they should have a certain status. Mele, he says, not giving lachamisa. Like upon him, mechar frek b'kerei yostir. Gemara says, mechabdoi lachamichayim mechab lachamisa. Then the Gemara says, by eishes achiv, there's no kavod lachamisa. The chiv kavod for the step parent is not the father. If the father is dead, there's no chiv anymore. As they frek b'kerei. Says b'kerei yisoy. There's two types of kibra b'ayim. Okay, there's kibra b'ayim where there's nachas ruach for a parent. If you do something for a parent, machila and mashke, he feels good. You physically, you're helping him. There's nachas ruach, and then also the shen atzar. Okay, and that's eishes aviv and all that. The reason a father wants you to mechabed your stepmother, because it's a cover for him. You know, he's married to his wife, so he wants that she should get the respect. In Mashen came when so that's only Shaykh Mechaim na Lachamisa. So what's Shaykh Lachamisa? So Meili says Lachamisa is only something when it's a covet for the father. Okay? Meaning if I need a protection, I say, oh, do it for my father. Oh, so that's giving kavod to your father in this world. Your father's name is being mechubed, that you're marshaling your father's name to get the protection because of your father. So that, okay, so the guy is giving, oh, you know, your father has a chashivas, he's doing it for the father. So it gives a kavod for the father in this world. There's no nachas ruach, he's dead. There's no nachas ruach for the father, but it gives him a kavod in this world. That's together, Kveger's mechalik. When is there a chila chamisa and when not? Male, look at Kveger. What about Gabe Tzava? Yeah. So Gabe, a father tells a child to do some lachamei v'esrim. So he says, so normally listening to a parent, say it, it's nachas ruach. Yeah, he wants you to listen to him. So Meili says, though, so, okay, it's not shayach lachamisa. It's not shayach lachamisa. Yeah, but in Shulchan Aruch's mashma, there's a chiyuv to keep it, a parent is mitzava something, there's a there's a chiyuv kavod. Oh, says Reb Feger. Maybe you're right. Kavod not, because kavod nachas ruach is only mechaim not lachamisa. Listen to the father is nachas ruach, and then you don't have lachamisa. But maybe I'll hear. Maybe it's year. Oh, then Zuck Befeger. I the Taz says year is only befanav. Year is only befanav. Says Befeger, when the Taz says year is only befanav, That means, what is Yira? Layistra is Devara. Yeah, Layistra is Devara. Well, Yeshiv Mekayimai. Right there, so this is Layistra is Devara. There, okay, if I'm having an argument with father, and father says one thing, I say, hey, dad, you're wrong. Right? This is what it is. That's the fun of, it's a lack of Yira. But Shalai Befanav, I'm glad to have an opinion. It's not a bizarre to my father that I have a different opinion. It's just, he says this, and I'm screaming at him that he's wrong. So Befanav, it's a problem of Yira. But then the Tanna says, by Shalai Befanav, it's not a problem of Yira. If I express an opinion, Shalai Befanav, that's not a Chsar in Yira. So only over this, says Rick Fager. When the Tanna says there's no Yira Shalai Befanav, that's talking about being serious in tomorrow. Being serious in tomorrow, Shalai Befanav, expressing an opinion, Shalai Befanav, and not the opinion of the father, that's not a Chsar of Yira. Yeah? Abba Zucker Rick Fager. If we say that not listening to the father is a Chsar in Yira, it has nothing to do with Befanav, Shalai Befanav. Dafka, expressing opinion, Shalai Befanav is not a problem. My father says A, I say B. Okay, in front of him, that's a Chsar of Yira. But Shalai Befanav, I'm allowed to have an opinion. But anything else, if the father wants me to do something, but the mother wants me to wear a coat, yeah, and if I don't listen, that's a chesaron of yira, befanav and shalai befanav, says Rebbe Kveger. So mei lefi zeh, so chayra, chayra, Reisman's coming from this taz. The taz says shalai befanav no yira. The chayra is a mistake. According to Rebbe Kveger, it's a mistake. Because that's dafka l'gabe being seis of devara. It's a special svarin, seis of devara, but shalai befanav is not yira. But not listening to him, yeah, like Shimon said, if you can't betal the kol teres, he'll keep it avay. Listening is a chesaron of yira. It's a chesaron of yira. Even shalai b'fanav, my parent wants me to do something. I'm not doing it. That itself is inherently a chesaron of yira. So that l'chayra, what comes out from that rukhay. Now, okay, but that's mishayla. It's a big discussion, and that's mishayim in Yevamis, and. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a guy in the Gabbai Shai, whether B'chal is a chiv kavu when it's not negated to the father. So there, the guy is B'dayak in the Rajba. It's complicated, so in Yevamos it's not good right now. But that when it's not, the father's not getting physical on all, the Rajba says it's not strong enough chiv kibbu that we say, say, dechalai, so say, but there's still a chiv. Okay. This is all Akdama to what's negated to. We're about to speak to now. By now, Megabe Or Makla of Avimai. The Netziv has a Gevalka Chiddush. We've said again, Shorach Baskins, a child wants to marry someone, and the parent is against it. The child is not close to the father, the parent, and because we said the three reasons of the marriage comes along the Netziv. He wants to tie in a big chiddush. Now let's say that all this is when the child marrying this woman or this boy, yeah, is not going to be tsar and bezoyin to the father. Now sometimes the reason it's not the father doesn't like her, the father whatever. It's not, you know, and the son says that he wants to marry her. So that he's not mechuyev to listen. But if by marrying this girl it's going to be a bezoyin for the family. Whatever reason, yeah, the father will be embarrassed with this. Then he says, "It's since it's nichlal or maklav imai, right?" So Meili says, "Over there, you don't have this svara." No, what does my Rick say? You're not mechuyev to listen to the father, yeah. When it comes to shidduch, right? There's three svaras because it's. Because it's Michelle Ben, you know, I'm calling Michelle Ben, and it's like he's being making Rav Nisser, and he's not getting physical enough. Says the Netziv, all those svaris are only by kibbutz. When the shayla is svarish oror makle avimai, yeah, according to the Rambam, he's not going to Rabbi Yaina. Rabbi Yaina is no difference. But according to the Rambam, oror makle is not for bizayin. So by bizayin, then you mechuyev. Okay? Oh. So that's a chiddush of the Netziv. The Maisa, the Paisim don't necessarily know that. The Tzitzel Yezer has a tshuva about this. Right? This could be Mamash Negei Leisa, such a case, right? Where it's Bzayim, whatever reason. I will see examples soon. Oh, says the Tzitzel Yezer, yeah? Galfida Svara, Hare, the second Svara, yeah, Rabbi says, the second Svara of Marik was that you're not going to listen to the father because it's like he's telling you to an Averu. So, it says, Hagam Atzmacha, yeah? If it's a Bzayim for the father, so then the child's allowed to be Oyver and Avera? Father tells the child to be Oyver and Avera. In a situation where we'll be a Bzayim for the father if he doesn't. Yeah? Yeah? He wants to be Chal Shad because he needs whatever. If you don't go, whatever. It's a Bzayim if he goes by himself. And he wants to be Chal Shad. You need to come try, whatever. Whatever case it. Chas Hashem, you're not going to say that you allow to listen to the father to be Oyver and Avera because it's a Bzayim to be Oyver or Makla Vima. It can't be. So, Harry, one of the svaras of the ritual that we're marrying is, it's like he's telling you to be Oyver and Avera. Oh, furthermore, this is a crazy kasha. He says, if you look at the Marik, the Ramah just says that Allah called Marik, you know, Mukhari goes to the father, Rabbi, who to marry. Says it to Zayezer, but what was the case in Marik? The case in Marik was that there was a woman that there was rumors that the son was they were having a relationship. They were together. Yeah, there was rumors like that, and therefore the father didn't want to marry her because that will just make the rumors go more. Whatever. But Kitzel was over there. The Chai is also Bazaian. Why did the father want him to marry her? Because it was Bazaian, because they were together before, whatever. It was Bazaian. So the case of Rick itself was a case of Bazaian. And still Rick said, you know, listen to the father, you're allowed to marry her. Right? So he says also, for example, right, so let's say, and Tim says because of Bazaian, right? So let's say, right, you know, there are different Eidot, yeah, and you know the Sfarim, Ashkenazim. There's all sorts of different Chassidim, Litvaks, right? Let's say, you know, the Litvak, he wants to marry a Chassidish girl. It's not, you know, or she wants to marry a Chassidish guy. Yeah, my son-in-law is not coming home with a Shtaimel. You know what I mean? I'll take him to Lakewood Minyan, and I'll be dead embarrassed, right? You know. So what? So therefore she can't marry the guy with the shrimal. Yeah? Because the father's been embarrassed to walk down the street with the son-in-law. This is my Aydin, you know, with a grace, you know, 10-foot shrimal over there, you know, with the spitzim on top, you know. Yeah. So he says that because he argues that all these things, you're not going to say that's the reason why the son came. The Ramah says tam, and mainly you're not going to listen even in these cases. Oh, so he says even more. Bring down the bush. The bush says the reason why you're not going to listen is because the mitzvah peruvu, not everyone can kind peruvu with. So mainly he says it's shailah of a bit of mitzvah also. Now, another shailah. Fine. So this is again the chiddush and the tzib that with the shailah of bezayin, the Ramah doesn't apply. All the paiskim say no. Even kagavna, the psak of the Ramah doesn't in fact apply. Okay. There's another shailah. What if it's a girl? Yeah, the case of the Ramah is the father tells the son he doesn't want to marry a certain girl. Let's say the father doesn't want the girl to get married. Yeah, the parents don't want the girl to get married. They need her home, whatever. They need her help. She'll get married because of her husband. They don't want her to get married. Are they allowed to stop their daughter from not getting married to her? Yeah? So Meili says, so the Shoyl asked because a woman is not mechuyim peruvu, yeah, a woman is not mechuyim peruvu. So even though she has a mitzvah of Lesoy Baral Lesheves Yitzhara. Yeah? So he brings down from the Chaim Pelagi, that he says a woman's not mechuyim peruvu. Yeah, no even the rabban, she has no chiyuv. Elamai, maybe she gets schar of ein mitzvahs. A woman has a mechuyim peruvu, she gets a schar of ein mitzvahs. She's not mechuyim peruvu, but she gets like schar, like she takes a lulav, she gets schar. She has a baby, she also gets schar, but she has no chiyuv. It says in the Ran, as they gave the sugi in the beginning of the second Berak Kedushin. Yeah, Mara says Isha is miskadesh ba ubishlucha. Mara says mitzvah ba yaisim bishlucha. So everybody asks, where's the mitzvah? Where's the mitzvah? Mona has no mitzvah to get married. What's the mitzvah ba yaisim bishlucha? Where's the mitzvah? So the Ran, one Teres Ran says that even though she has no chiyuv, but she gets schar of any mitzvah. She has a key mitzvah, even though she has no chiyuv. So Meila, but since she has no chiyuv, so the Chaim Pelagi says that Meila, she's mechuyev, listen to her father. Unless, if the reason why she wants to get married is she's worried that if she doesn't get married, then maybe she will nechshul in zdos. She has a husband, then she has her husband. If she doesn't have a husband, if her parents wanted to stay single, then she might be nechshul in zdos. Then, in that case, she's not mechuyev listen to the father. Oh. So, Pek this is Eliezer, a lot of kashas. And first of all, the Gemara Yibama says that a woman has a taina that she wants to be able to have children because she needs what the Gemara calls a stick to lean on in her old age. Meaning, she, even though she has no chiyuv for her boo, but she, you know, when she gets older, children take care of the parents. And Mela, that itself is a reason. Well, furthermore, he says, even though she's not mitzvah peruvu, she's marzalei soya bara l'shavet zara. The world wasn't created. L'soya bara, Hashem didn't create the world. It should be uninhabited. L'shavet zara. So meila and fakaret. Gemara mashma. That's more chashim and peruvu. Yeah. Gemara by chetzi ev chetzi mechayrin. Yeah, you force the Eved, you force the Adam to free the Eved because you can't make any Puruvu. Says Gemara, why? Why have to force the Eved? You're over on you know, you're free an Eved. Leil mem tavaydu. But we say, that l'slay b'rol, l'shev is itzara. Meila, the whole world is created, it should be inhabited. So Meila, we force the Adam to free the Eved. You can't marry. So Meila, even a woman doesn't have Puruvu, but Gemara says she has Shevet. She has mitzvah, l'shev is itzara. So Meila, he said more than that, you ought to sell a Sefer Torah to marry the Gemara in Megillah, in Shulchan Aruch. It says that you now sell a Sefer Torah only one of three things, Lisa Isha. You now sell a Sefer Torah. But in order to get married, you ought to sell a Sefer Torah. So Paiskim say that, what then, the Magen Avraham says, even to marry off Yisayma, yeah, to marry with Yisayim, you'll have to sell a Sefer Torah. Yeah, she's a Yisayim, it's no Peruvu. How you'll have to sell a Sefer Torah just to marry with Yisayim? El Mayisi, even though she's a Peruvu. Mayisi, she has the Shevet Yitzara. So Meila, it's not Nafkamina, it's not Nafkamina, Peruvu, the Shevet. So Meila, here also, the father tells her, he doesn't want to get married. Parents say, they need her help. She's not Mechuyim, listen to them, because even though she's not Mechuyim in Puravu, she's Mechuyim in the mitzvah, L'Sayi Bra'ah, L'Sheva Zitzar. Oh. That's it. So, Gabi, this our parasha of Or Machle. So I saw their Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashuk Yechemed Minam Samaisa, crazy Maisa, that someone had a girl. I guess his wife didn't get along with the sugar. Happens sometimes. Mela, she convinced her husband to name the child after the mother. They're Ashkenazim. They were named after a person that's alive, a live parent. And that name after the mother, why? This is where the mother will get mad, right? And Ashkenazi, they don't like when the grandchildren are named after them. And Mela, she's not going to show her face. She's not going to come to the house. She's not going to show her face. So this way, she'll be puppet from her shvigar. That's what the case says. I don't know what the Mitzvah Zilber says. You never know if it's a Maisa Shalai Haya or a Maisa Shalai. He has all these like crazy stories. Can't call them such stories. But anyway, either all the crazy stories come to him, or I don't know. Maybe people just make them up and want to see what he's going to answer. But anyway, the point is, he brings it down as Maisa Shalai. And so he named the attack the parent, the mother got very mad, etc. Okay. Shaila was, the mother got very offended, etc. And then, I think the girl came to Rohan Knesset, what she should do. I guess she felt bad. So he calmed it down a little bit. I don't know why he would calm down, because the mice would smart him. There's a mice with Ben Yaina and the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ben Yaina were cousins, and also Mechutanim. So the Ramban's son married Ben Yaina's daughter, I think. So they had a child. So Emerson, the schus, to name the child. The child should have been named Nachman after the Ramban. After the Ramban. Yeah? Because he was, went after the father. The Ramban was Mavater, his cousin, Chudr ben Yaina, and they named the child Yaina. Yeah? And, because it said, Vizarach Hashem Shabbat Hashemesh, Ashla Kofsa Shimshu Shalzeh, maybe Behenu was dying, I don't know. Kitzer, and then Kachava, who went after him, Gaba Rabba, and he was a god. So basically, the little Zilbishan is telling this, the Chayr, this guy was Oyver, or Makla Vimoy. And instead, you should give Makas Mardis. Yeah? He named his child after his mother, yeah? The Chayr is Oyver, or Makla Vimoy. That's what he wanted to say, and his brother-in-law wasn't asking, but I'm sorry. He wanted to say maybe he's Potter, but Chaim said no. He's not or Machla Vimai, and Yesh Lal Kaisim Makas Maridis. Give this guy Makas Maridis because of his mother. He named the child after his mother against the Ratzin. So, okay. So now I'll show you like this. The Gabe, we learned before, that the din of Kibra Veim is not the Mishal Av and not Mishal Ben. Right? So Moshe Sternbuch brings down a shy like this. The guy that lived in Chutz Laretz and his father lived in Eretz Yisrael. So, Shaila was, but he's Mechuyiv to call his father, cost money. He's Mechuyiv to call his father, lay out money. To call his father, it was my call. Yeah? So Mela, or even to write a letter, a stamp also costs money. Right? In the mall there, you might have this thing called a letter, you write a letter, put an envelope, stamp it, and all the thing involved. Yeah? So that was a shy. So this Rav told him, he's not Mechayiv. Or means Chasidis. He's not Mechayiv to lay out money, keep it out there. Oh, so if Sternbuch wanted to argue, he wanted to say, that Yais, that the father's mitzayer, yeah, the son's not calling him, the father's mitzayer, not just the shayla of kavod, it's the shayla of tsar, yeah, so mele, if it's shayla of tsar, so mele, Yoyvan on our pasuk, or makla of vimoy, yeah, if he Rambam, he'd be mitzayer, mevazim, he'd be mitzayer him, yeah, it's not just kamer zvicha semecha, ishimarav tero, you also Yoyvan or makla of vimoy, you want the taina. Because since it's normal for a child to call the parent, send a letter, that's a normal thing. This child is not doing it. Yeah, so it's meant to sorrow for the father. Meant to for the father. Yoyver or Makla Vimai. Over there, he wants to say, there's no din of Mishal'av, Mishal'ben. This we say, Kibbut Avayim is Mishal'av, and not Mishal'ben. You don't have to lay a money for Kibbut Avayim. That's Kibbut Avayim. Now I'm going to pay for the steak. I'm going to cook the steak, and I'm going to buy a steak for the father. But or makle not. So, this chiddush, yeah, that for bezayin, you mechuyev to lay out money, yeah, ma'ez chayez a shikar ayah from the Ram. The Ram writes, kiyun kaim la mishalav, yeah. Oh, so he has a kash like this. Right, everyone knows, Mara says, Arhechem kibin avein. Mara brings down the story, the famous story of the guy from Ashkelon, Dom Ben Sina, that they wanted to buy the Avner Eifoid from him, but the key was under his father's pillow, and he didn't wake up his father to get the key to sell the Avner Eifoid, which was, of course, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah? So at the end, he got a paraduma, and he got his money back, right? So Shaila is, if you tell me that kibud avim is mishal av, not mishal ben. So over here, what's the pshat? Gemara says, "Ahech kibud avim, we should go see by Dov ben Asina." Okay, let's analyze the ma'is of Dov ben Asina. Yeah, here the son, right? The key was back under the father's pillow, and someone was going to lose $100,000, right? Is he mechuyev to lose $100,000 not to wake up his father? We pass him Mishalab, not Mishal Ben. I'm not mechuyev to lose money for kibud avim. So Mela, he's sleeping on my key. Why can't I go wake him up, take the key, and sell down the eifah?
No,
not
we need
to
lose
it. Huh? Oh, very good. Zabdiran. No, Ran doesn't say that. Ran doesn't say that. Other, he says, these are two truths. Ran says two truths. One pair is, I'll go wrong saying, that here it's just a question of loss, of losing profit. It's not a question of losing money. So, Mela, they not to gain, that there's no heter of Mishalach. The other Svarbi says is that not to be mitzire him. Yesh la'av a kol mamet sheba oilam, Ran says. Pilaplayim. Not to be mitzayer a parent. Yesh la'av a kol mamet sheba oilam. Yeah? So male over here, child waking up the father, is being mitzayer him. Yeah? Mitzayer him, then yimchuit yidim adam b'shalav. This is smach, the psach and Moshe Terbuch, assuming that they're not calling and not writing a letter, it's tzar. So male of it, there's no heter of Mishalah. Nizak Mishalah. Oh. Oh. It's like this. This is also done. It's a famous ma'aser. And someone came to B'chaim, and the Shaila was, he was in Brisk. The Shaila was, his father lived in Varsha, in Warsaw. The Shaila was, his father wanted him to come visit. Yeah? But the train cost, place, I don't know, $20, whatever it is, the train cost for the train from Brisk to Varsha, it costs money. So Mela, we passed Kibbut Abayim, is Mishalab. The Shaila is, his son Mechuyev to go visit his father, it cost him a train fare. Says, so Reb Chaim told him, the way the story goes, he says, okay, walk. Okay, you don't have to spend money. If father wants you to come visit him, walk. Ah, you don't want to walk from Bista to Varsha? Yeah? Okay, so why are you taking the train? Not for Kibbut Avayim. Kibbut Avayim says, go walk. Yeah? Elmai, why are you taking a train? Because you're too lazy to walk. Okay, for saying this, you're doing it for yourself, and I'm doing it for Avayim. That's where the story goes, the story of Chaim. So, Rav Shtermach wants Taina, when he was saying that to do a normal thing, yeah, that's not Mishalav. But Ma'is Chazish was in Alek, he said, Mishalav, Afa God, the Bechomet to say, you know, because Hashem said a normal amount, is every mitzvah, yeah? You have to take a lulav, cost money, yeah? So you have to pay for it? You have to pay. Any mitzvah you have to pay money for, right? So why is Kibbut Avayim different? Elmai, it means Mal Meiver, the normal amount needs to pay for a mitzvah. The Rosh Hashanah wants to say a chiddush. But Maisa, Samael over here, to pay the $20 to go from Bris to Varsha, so that's no different than other mitzvahs. That's what Shemba wants to be mechadish. Maisa Chazish is not like that. He says it's different than other mitzvahs. You know, mitzvahs say you have to pay, but the by Kibbutz Aveim is different. Oh, Maisa though, at one time a different time in Reb Chaim. The Shai is like this, that Haray, just like there's a shear. Just like there's a shear in how much money you have to lay out for a mitzvah. You don't have to lay more than the chaimish for a mitzvah. So what about Lagabe Tzar and Lagabe Tircha? Is there a shear of how much Tircha you have to do for a mitzvah? Yeah? Is there bleak vol you have to do the Tircha for a mitzvah or not? So there's the Chai Adam in the Nishmas Adam is Dan. Let's say you're in a place, you're in a little village, and there's no shayfer. Yeah, you can't carry mitzvah shayfer. Are you mechuyif to pick up with your whole family? Yeah, go travel to a different city. Yeah, to go to Viyamtiv in order to carry the mitzvah shayfer. Zot the chayada. That what? You're not mechuyif. To go pick up, or go to another city. Viyamtiv. That's just like you're not mechuyif more than a chaimish. That the Tirch is also a cheshbon. Tirch is also a cheshbon. It means a rai. It means a rai coming from the mission or the Rosh Hashanah. It says over there, if you have there are two cities, and one of them, you have two choices. One of them are the Rosh Hashanah. The Shana guy over here. What the half? Two cities. One that they blow shayfer, and one they know the brachas. Malchus, Chayyim, and shayfers. One of them they have a shayfer, one of them have a chazan that knows that the daven feels Muslim or Rosh Hashanah. Mal shayfers. Which one do you go to? Yeah? That's Gemara's dam. Yeah? Zok the chayadam. Where is the gemold? How do you have a case? Where do you have a case where you have two different cities? Yeah? All the people listening could go to the other city. One city has a shayfer, one has a chazan. Okay, so the whole city should pick up and go to the whole city that has a chazan, or which one, and they should go to the other one, mechuyif their shayfer. Everyone mechuyif to go to the other city, their shayfer. I'm here, I'm my shayfer, which city I should go to? Well, how about them? Right? How about them? I have a choice, I'm going to one of them. So which one should I go to? Which other? The shayfer or the brachas? Say it. Now how's that shayfer? How can this is mechuyif, not mechuyif to go over there? Elamai, you see, it's too much of a tircha, and not mechuyif. That's the raya of the chaya adam. Oh, so maybe I want the taina. So could be, Reb Chaim told the guy that your father wants to go visit him in Varsha, walk. Elamai, you don't want to walk, you want to take a train, you don't feel like walking. Okay, so it's not a problem, Mishalab. Oh, the shail is though, are you mechuyif to walk from Birsk to Varsha for a mitzvah? You don't have a lulav. You're in Bris, no lulav is in Varsha. You're mechuyif to walk to Varsha for a mitzvah. Maybe it's like the Chayav said, you're not mechuyif to go from city to city. Yeah? Oh, Maisa, if you look at the Nishba Adam himself, he says, if it's a big journey. Mokem the Ozl of the Asi b'yayimai, if you go back and forth the same day, then that much you mechuyif. That much tirchi mechuyif. Half a day's walking, yeah? Half a day's journey, that you mechuyif. Oh, so Mela, I'm not sure, I don't know, I'd have to check up. How long does it take to walk from Brisk to Varsha? Can you go back and forth one day? I don't know. We'll have to, check, what? Check Google Maps over here. What? Where? Brisk and Varsha?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Huh? What's this Poland? This was Litva. What?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Say it. I don't know how far it was. It's different countries. I don't know. I'm not good at a map somewhat. I'm not good at geography. Anyway, whatever it is. Point is, though, so apart from this Chayadim is not necessarily, you know, carte blanche there. Depends. He says, though, a tircha, it's also chiddush, yeah? A tircha, where you go back and forth the same day, yeah, that much you have to do. A whole day's, you know, back and forth, half a day's walk, yeah? For a mitzvah, that even the chayadah says that you're mechuyev. This is parasha. We have the parasha of Avida Bikurim. Pasuk says, Avida Bikurim. Say, Amarta Eilov. Bring the Bikurim, Kach Meresh Kopi Adama, put it in a basket, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, Bas Al Kayin, Vamar Te Elo. Hegad Te Yem Hashem Lekech. What's Vamar Te Elo? Says Rashi. What does Rashi say? Vamar Te Elo. She'en Chukofi Tay. She'en Chukofi Tay, Rashi says. Now the side of Bikurim is, Hakar Satay. So the question is, right? The Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis says, Bereishis, Baruch Elokim Shamayim V'aretz, Bishvil, three things. Bishvil Taira, Shnegereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shnegereishis, Bishvil Bakum, Shnegereishis. Right? So Taira and Klai Yisrael understand. Taira, Mloi Brizi Yom Yolai, Lechuk Shamayim V'aretz, Lesam. If not, the Taira is no Bria. If not, the Klai Yisrael, there's no Taira. If not, Klai Yisrael is a light amongst the nations. We're Kosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyachos representation of this world. Well, why Bikurim? So you see that the meat of a Karas HaTayv is so important that it's together with Tyre and Klai Yisrael that the whole Bria was created for a Karas HaTayv. And that you have to see, that's Rashi saying, that's V'mar De'el, She'en Chav K'tayv. Bikurim is a Karas HaTayv, the first fruit. You go give it to Hashem, you work very hard, and you finally got fruit. No, the first fruit you give Hashem, the Shom Makar's type. And now you see many stories in the Gedolim, how makbid they were on Makar's type. So what is so important about Makar's type? So also you might find very interesting. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to hit the yam, he didn't want to hit the sand. Why? Because the yam protected him, the Nile protected him, and when he killed the Mitzri, he hid it in the sand, right? So, what shaykh Karas HaTayv to an inanimate object? Karas HaTayv to the river, Karas HaTayv to the sand. What shaykh Karas HaTayv call? Karas Parshi and Sand Karas HaTayv. I owe you something. Asir Tova, right? I'm beholden to you. I have to makir Tayv to you because you did something to me. The sand didn't have a choice. The Nile didn't have a choice. So one Mahalach has been saying, this is many, many years ago when I was Rav Aaron Feldman's Kailo, before we went back to America when we became Rashi in Baltimore. He was in Israel for many, many years, but the last few years he had a Kailo in Kiyat Yavel, and his house was Kailo many years ago. So he used to give us Vadim once a week. Like he once said that, why did he give us Vadim? He says, you know, somebody gets so busy learning, you forget about Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he said, remind us about Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he tainted, he had, in many different ways, he had this insight. I don't remember if he said it particularly about this. He had this insight that that's a person, on some level, a person is self-centered. Every person thinks, on some level, some people more, some others, some is more nicker, some is less nicker, that he's the center of the universe. Everything's there, center of the universe. That's why, you know, in front of the shul, right? Something that parking is like three parking spaces, you know, facing the shul. And then the guy that comes parks, you know, the other way, takes three parking places. You know, the whole world's created for me, right? So, Mela. So if you're self centered, so where does God fit into that picture? The whole world's created for me. So, where's God? So, he said, I'm being grub about it, yeah. But the point is, on some levels, he says, oh, so what, there are many mitzvahs that really, the idea is just to take you out of your self-centeredness. So he says, Hakaras HaTov is an exercise in taking you out of your self-centeredness. If something doesn't, if I have to have a Hakaras HaTov to someone, right, it means there is someone else besides me. If everything is coming to me, why not have to make a type? If I have to make a type to someone, that means the world is not coming to me. Oh, it means that this it's not all about me. It's not all about me. Maybe there are people who are. Oh, maybe there's God there too. So it doesn't make a difference if it's a person or an animate object. So that concept is to get you out of your self-centeredness. That's what he was. That was the idea of Karas type that he spoke about. The Maisa, the Mar Shmuel ben Zav Mishra, he says also that it's a Karas type could be used as a tool for tshuva, and a tremendous tool for Avodas Hashem. That if you think about it, everything Kosh Baruch does for you, right? Everything Kosh Baruch does for you. That, for example, Ben Yaina in Shai Tshuva, when he goes through the 20, whatever it is, things in Chalach Matshuva, when he says, when he talks about Yogai, you have to be, you have to feel bad about what you did. Yogai, Manochai, you have bad Harata, and there's also Yogai. It's Mitztair, he says. It's Mitztair by your very why. Because Shehemes Hashem is far Hishchus v'hisiv alilu l'fanav v'zocha shabroi yesh ma'ayin v'chayim v'chesed asa imoi v'yodoi tancheu b'chol eis v'noit z'nash v'chol rega v'eich mo'li b'lach z'fanav. Kosh Baruch gives you everything. How could you have me to not listen to Kosh Baruch? Like, for example, it's a moshul. A moshul. The guy tells you, you know what? I'll give you $1,000 a day. Okay, what am I asking for in return? I need it to take care of something, to go to the bank for me, go to the store for me, take my car for a car wash, whatever, a small thing, give me $1,000 a day. Imad, you'll jump on it, $1,000 a day, do a couple of things. Mechdeis, you're not, right? When you think about it, what is the Kosh Baruch giving you? Kosh Baruch is giving you health. Kosh Baruch is giving you his parnasa. Kosh Baruch is giving you children. What is the Kosh Baruch giving you? If you think about your health, for half a second, you think about your health, right? That your body is functioning, your brain is functioning. Why? Well, I was just thinking, we had a nephew that had a brain tumor. God, Baruch Hashem, he's come out back himself. So we were in America, so that Shabbos Shabbos, we'd be staying with him Shabbos. Like, why is it? Remember that he would walk out of he was at the operation. He walk out of the hospital room, right? And he couldn't remember which was his room to go back to his room, right? Like a little thing like that, right? And it goes much more than that, right? What the brain could do, you know, AI can't compare with the human brain, right? After all the science, they can't come to one iota of what a human brain could do. And what is it that everything I remember the thing was Macron, maybe so someone was on a respirator, and you got a bill from the hospital. Like a couple hundred thousand, within a couple of days, got a couple bill for like a couple hundred thousand dollars for being on a respirator. Yeah, means if someone needs a respirator, you'll pay $100,000 a day to live, right? And here we are, we're walking around, you're breathing. You ever think about that? You're breathing, you know, in, out, and you're breathing it, and it doesn't cost you any money, right? You have the digestive system. You have the digestive system. You know, I remember my mother, Allah Shalom, was on a trach. In the later years, on a trach, you know what gehenna that is. You know, on a trach, she couldn't talk, she couldn't communicate, right? And then you could breathe, you could walk around. You're not tied to a machine. You can walk around. You don't need dialysis. You know what dialysis is? It's gehenna. 6 hours a day, and then it just your whole day is gone, right? Your kidneys work. It purifies the blood for free. Because when you millions of dollars, billions of dollars every day. And what's the Kosh Baruch asking you to do? What's he asking you to do? Daven a little bit with Kavana. Be showing your eyes a little bit. Be showing your pet a little bit. Watch what comes into your mouth, what goes out of your mouth. learn a little bit about smada, push yourself a little bit to learn, and try Machal Torah less. What is Kadosh Baruch Hu asking already? The guy gives you $1,000 a day to do a couple of things, you'll go running. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you billions of dollars a day. And what's he asking already? Not saying everything's so easy, but saying it, but if you think about what Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, then just push the simple cards of time Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he's giving you, that could be a tremendous tool in tshuva, particularly like the Ben Yehuda says. You have to have yogin, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me everything. How could I have thought to go against him? But also, if you think about it, that could be a tool that's to help you in a way as a shem.